Tracy Bennett is the Maui Film Commissioner and joins us now live to talk more about this. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Appreciate you having me. Aloha kakou.
Of course. Well, first off, just tell me what the last few days have been like for you and others around you.
It's a pretty heavy question. It's really been unbelievable. Where I live here on Maui, we were evacuated Tuesday night. My wife and our dog were evacuated. We got all the emergency warnings and our phones were buzzing. We went in the backyard, saw flames, saw smoke, and knew that it was getting serious. And as I was getting my alerts from Maui County also, I knew that this thing was really taking a turn for the worse. We'd been given warning since Sunday that there was gonna be hurricane force winds from Hurricane Dora that passed just south of us. So there were high wind warnings and red flag warnings. We're in drought conditions here. It's a recipe for true disaster. And then from Tuesday, night on, it's just been the most surreal thing that you can imagine. I'm fortunate that we're alive. I'm fortunate that our home was spared. I'm fortunate that I'm in a position to be able to go after entertainment folks that I know in my career in the industry to ask for assistance and donations and help. And it's just been, it's really been overwhelming, but, trying to do my part and help our community.
And sadly, my understanding from Maui County and from the governor is that we've had dozens of lives lost there. And also, it sounds like a lot of people at this point are still missing.
Yeah, the number of deceased that's been reported is probably going to be far less than what the final tally is going to be. There's belief that the fire was so strong and the wind was so strong and the way that it hit Lahaina that there are probably people that literally were vaporized by the fire. The rescue efforts have been consistent and amazing by the folks that the county has brought in to assist in those efforts. And it's to really think and fathom how this fire started and literally wiped out Lahaina Town in 17 minutes. When firemen arrived, there weren't even flames burning anymore because it happened so quick and so fast.
What sort of stories are you hearing from people who were able to evacuate, to get out of there safely? I know that we've heard reports of people, according to the Coast Guard, jumping into the water to escape. What sort of stories have you heard from folks in that area?
Well, we have a very popular, famous gentleman here who's Hawaiian, who lives in Lahaina. His name is Archie Kalepa. Archie is a waterman. Very amazing surfer, but any TV show or film that comes to the state of Hawaii and films, Brian is hired as a marine coordinator. So he drives boats, he drives jet skis, he handles the water activity on basically anything in the last 20 years that you've seen filmed in Hawaii. He's been a part of, and he yesterday the story I heard was that he went out on his jet ski and was pulling bodies out of the harbor. People, if you're on Front Street and you're in Lahaina Town and you were trying to escape, at that point, the only way to go is into the water. And the smoke was so thick and the heat was so intense that even people that were in the water were inhaling smoke and drowning and burning. And I think that the people that were rescued in the water, that was the only place to go. I know there was a story of three girls that literally hid behind a break wall in between the harbor and Front Street and had masks on. And, one of the girls, her hair caught on fire, and that was their escape. And there was just nowhere to go. There was traffic and people were trying to get out, and this thing consumed Lahaina Town in a matter of minutes and destroyed everything in its path. The wind was incredibly strong, the heat, and you know, that's all that it takes to start a brush fire is dry conditions, drought conditions, high winds, and a high wind was knocking over power lines, and any little spark or ember, you know, can create devastation, which is exactly what it did. And, you know, I know there's gonna be stories coming out in the next few days about some of the tragedy. And, you know, there's also a lot of heroism right now. There's a lot of people that have lost their homes and are lost everything that they have, and they're still out there trying to help the people that survived. But it's complete and utter devastation beyond what anyone could imagine. It was like an atomic bomb or some huge bomb went off and destroyed everything. It melted everything and destroyed everything. Cement is the only thing that survived.
I can't even begin to imagine. A lot of people I've spoken with have said that the images, the videos just really don't do it justice. And I imagine that is most likely the case for sure. So you, I understand, are actually working to help those who have been directly impacted. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I actually started a GoFundMe, and I'm partnering with the Hawaii Community Foundation. They're a local nonprofit that is really hands-on and at the forefront of distributing money, necessary supplies and goods, food, water, communication, those sort of things to the people directly affected. I'm also partnering with the Maui Humane Society. You know, there's sadly images from the aftermath of dead animals in the street, and there's hundreds of dogs and cats that were able to escape and flee that are houseless and don't have homes. And the Maui Humane Society is already tapped out in their resources and their ability to house more pets. So I think any little bit that we can do to help that situation, you know, it's tragic, obviously, to see humans, and equally as tragic to see pets and dogs and cats that have been killed by this. And so I just wanted to do something to be able to help my community. And there are some great organizations out there and some great nonprofits that are set up to assist this. But I wanted to reach out to the entertainment community. I've spent 25 years in the business. I've been on Maui for 10 as the film commissioner. I worked 13 years for Adam Sandler. I just wanted to use every bit of connection and resource that I have to help in any way that I can. And because I help incoming productions, whether it's film, TV, or a commercial, or a photo shoot, I do their permitting, I help them hire crew and with accommodations, car rentals, other vendors that are on the island to assist. And so I wanted to reach out to the people in Hollywood that bring that business here and say, you know, look what has happened to us. Please help any way that you can. So, you know, I've been contacted by HBO and the folks at White Lotus. Mike White himself reached out and wants to help any way that he can. And I think we're trying to plan a benefit concert at this point. And, you know, we don't have a date for it yet, but just anything that I can do to the people that I know the best, which is in the entertainment industry, I wanted to do more. And there's plenty of volunteers. In fact, they're overflowing with volunteers at some of the shelters and the service centers. And so I wanted to take some time and help in the way that I could, which is reach out to the entertainment community and get some support there, because we love when people come and highlight Maui and highlight Lahaina and highlight what the Hawaiian culture is about. And just, you know, looking in that direction for assistance.
What does it mean to you to see so many people from not just Hawaii, but across the country here who are trying to show support? They are making donations, they're forming groups, doing whatever they can to help those who have been impacted. What does that mean to you?
You know, it means that I feel privileged to live in Hawaii. I made a choice to leave LA 10 years ago and leave the industry as my job and career at the time I was doing, and come here and make a change here and bring the film industry to Maui and to Maui County. And we've had some really great success here in the last 10 years. And so for me to come here and feel the privilege of learning the culture, learning the people and the traditions, I'm beyond proud at this point to be in a position where I can go to the entertainment community and help, because what I've seen out there and the images that I've seen and the staff meetings that I've been in with the county is beyond what you can really imagine in a natural disaster like this. So I just, I'm proud to live here. I'm fortunate to be alive and have my home and have a job and have my family here. And I just want to take every opportunity that I possibly can, whether it's pennies or dimes or dollars that I can collect, and go to the right places to help these people here, because this is where I live now. This is where my life is going to be. And I'm proud that there are people really taking the necessary steps to give assistance. We've never seen anything like this. There was a horrible tsunami on the Big Island in 1960. There was Hurricane Iniki in 1992. And then there was Pearl Harbor. I mean, this is, you know, this is devastating to our island community and to the Hawaiian culture. So I'm just, I'm really proud that I'm a part of it and want to do everything I can to help.
And my last question for you here, what message do you have for the people of Lahaina and of Hawaii right now as they do try to cope with all of this, yourself included?
Well, I know that communication has been very difficult with people on the west side of Maui. They've lost everything. There's no gas, there's no power, there's no water, no electricity, there's no radio signal, no cell signal. So it's been very difficult to communicate with that side of the island. So, you know, as we start to get more resources from National Guard and FEMA and folks like that here, you know, we've gotten generous donations from Jeff Bezos, who's a Maui resident, in rebuilding the west side of Maui. So really, you know, it's just the people need to be told what's going on. It's been difficult, I understand, but the county and the state, I believe, are really trying to take the steps to, you know, help the situation. I know the road finally opened for people who live in Lahaina and on that side. So if you show your ID and can prove where you live, they let you in. And, you know, I'm very close to the Kahaialii family, who is a renowned musical family in the Hawaiian culture and in Maui, and they've lost everything. They've lost all their music instruments, you know, and this was, music is such a part of the Hawaiian culture. And to see their devastation of not only losing a home, but losing the tools that they like to express their love of the culture and their history as Hawaiians, you know, is really heartbreaking. So I just, you know, if I could reach out, if I could go to Lahaina and start cleanup efforts, I'm happy to do that. That's probably going to be called upon here as soon as the toxicity levels in the air go down. The county employees and state employees here will probably be commandeered to go assist in the cleanup efforts. But I think right now the biggest thing has been communication and getting enough food and water over there. So hopefully today, you know, it's another beautiful Maui day, and we can use this opportunity to go help those people in need over there. It's a very, very sad and emotional situation.
Tracy Bennett, Maui Film Commissioner, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here and provide that information, kind of a firsthand account there. Is there anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
Well, I think, you know, there's it's important, if people want to donate, that they go to the right donative partners, and the Hawaii Community Foundation is based here, and it's very quick in the response time and getting the people what they need. So if people can donate to the Hawaii Community Foundation, the Maui Humane Society, you know, the direct people that need assistance, of course, the Maui Red Cross and Maui United Way are also good. But the Hawaii Community Foundation right now is boots on the ground helping people that need it the most right now. And you know, we everybody loves Hawaii, and everybody loves coming to Maui, and we've had to ask some of our tourists to leave the island so that we can be with our community and help these cleanup efforts and help the people that need it the most, and give up some of the hotel rooms to the residents who've lost everything. There are thousands of homes and people you know, losing their lives and homes lost, and we're trying to help everybody that needs it. And this isn't a good time to be a tourist in Maui. The other islands would welcome you. So we just need our time to grieve and to clean up, and they're still searching for missing names. There, from what I understand right now, there's still 1,000 to 2,000 names on a list of missing people. And this may be a situation similar to 9/11, where, you know, they were in the buildings, but they're vaporized and gone, and there are no remains. So it's going to be harrowing, I think, the number that comes out in the next several days. So we're just mentally preparing for that and emotionally preparing for that, and trying to do the best that we can to help the people that need it right now and then move forward when the time is right.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Mahalo for having me. Thank you for having us on. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to share with people what we're going through here. So thank you very much. Maui strong. Thank you.
Thank you.